Hello, it's The Weekend. It's John Givens. I'm joined by Dan Morgan and Neil Atkinson to look back on the weekend's action with a little bit of Liverpool bias and perspective in there, of course. But I want to start with the statement performance of the weekend. And for me, you can make arguments, but I'm the boss here. I'm the host and I've gone for Aston Villa. They not only get a fantastic win against a good team in West Ham that we saw come to Anfield and play well, they swept them aside 4-1, but it's more the accumulation of victories and certainly home form in particular that I want to talk about. This season, Aston Villa at home are played 4-1-4, which is pretty good, but they're not the only ones. But they've actually scored 17 goals and conceded 3. So they're going better than 4 goals a game at home and conceding fewer than 1, thanks to a lot to the person who corrected me on Twitter there. It's not less than, it's fewer. Always good to speak the Queens. But they've now won 11 in a row at home, scored in 32 and conceded in 5. And thanks to Tom Fahey, our handsome Aston Villa correspondent, for putting that out to me. Also, something jumped up on my Twitter earlier that said that Aston Villa got the second most points in the calendar year this calendar year after Manchester City. Calendar year stuff is never perfect, Neil. First of all, football seasons don't run like that and things aren't run like that. And also, when you look at who's played more games in a calendar year, it's surprisingly different.
Yeah.
But it's still good. They've been good for ages and they're good now.
Yeah, I think that the Villa thing is they've been good for ages. They are exceptionally good at getting results at home all of a sudden. You know, it's now 11 wins on the bounce in the league. And I think they're like a bit of a leap on from the way in which we think of and would define the peak Benitez era Liverpool team. And I think there's massive similarities in there. You know, they've got two lads who sit at the base of the midfield who can emphatically win the battles, but at least one of them every time they pick them can play. You know, it's not like they're not just cloggers, they're not just fighters. They can become footballers when they need to be, but if they also need to do mucky stuff for 15, they can do that. They've got expansive things in wide areas, but they've also got one midfielder. One wide midfielder will always be a grafter. Whether it's McGinn, whether it's Anolio, whether it's both, they've got the idea of that as well. Then they've got the idea of a lad who can play behind a front man who will go where he's needed. So he can go left, he can go right, he can stay central. It's a classic style. It's much more of a floating sort of number 10 than it is sort of a traditional playmaker style. And then they've got a focal point. They've got a focal point in there as well. They stay compact. And it really does feel as though Emery is, in lots of ways, almost the successor to Benitez in terms of what I've just described there. You genuinely could sort of apply to every good Liverpool team from 2005 to 2009 and to most of the players in there as well. And the other thing that they've managed to get themselves, John, which I think is really important, is they've also fostered a general air of players hitting purple patches and staying in them for substantial periods of time.